Good morning. The time is 8:16, and joining me in the studio today, we have two guests from Search. Helena Van Veen is here. Good morning, Helena.
Good morning.
And Valerie Bright. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning, Caitlin.
I wonder, could you both just start by telling us a little bit about your jobs at Search and what you do?
Certainly. Well, I am a health educator over at Search in Health Promotions. I work for the Diabetes Grant. You might have heard my name in the past doing healthy lifestyle sessions or the Diabetes Self-Management Program. There are two programs that one helps support people who have diabetes, and the other one is a prevention for helping to low chronic risk, heart disease, diabetes, and that's usually what I do over at Search. And I do some lifestyle coaching.
Okay.
In the clinic.
And Valerie, how about you?
Thank you. I work for the Wise Woman Program, and I'm a health educator also. I screen women for cardiovascular disease and high blood pressure and diabetes, and then we counsel them also.
All right. And you mentioned the Wise Woman Program. Helena, what is the Wise Woman Program?
Well, the WISE Women stands for Well Integrated Screening and Evaluation for Women Across the Nation. So the WISE Women program helps women understand and reduce their risk for heart disease and stroke, promotes lasting heart-healthy lifestyles. So WISE Women's main focus is to increase knowledge of cardiovascular disease and risk factors, specifically working with women to improve their blood pressure control.
And what are the heart risks for women? Can you tell us a little bit about that for heart disease with women?
Yeah. Well, you know, February is Heart Health Month, and that's why we're here, is Heart Health Awareness Month. And some of the facts are, you know, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer for women. Heart disease causes 1 in 3 deaths every year. So that's approximately 1 minute every, I'm sorry, excuse me. That's approximately one woman every minute. So it's shocking. The symptoms of heart disease can be very different in women versus men and are often misunderstood. There are several misconceptions about heart disease in women, and they could be putting you at risk. So 80% of the deaths that happen are preventable, so we really want to work on prevention and spreading awareness.
All right, and that's kind of the focus of this event that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But maybe before that, Valerie, you said, Helena, that there's a difference between men and women. And Valerie, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Symptoms that are more likely in women would be indigestion or gas-like pain, dizziness or nausea, unexplained weakness or fatigue, discomfort or pain between the shoulder blades, recurring chest discomfort, and a sense of impending doom. Both men and women can have symptoms of squeezing chest pain or pressure, shortness of breath, sweating, tightness in the chest, pain spreading to the shoulders, neck, arm, or jaw, feeling of heartburn or indigestion with or without nausea and vomiting, and sudden dizziness or brief loss of consciousness. Now, if women present with just the symptoms that are more common in women and not with the squeezing chest pain, you can see how their symptoms are dismissed, so to speak.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this month is Heart Health Month, and you have this event coming up. It's on Friday. Is that right?
Yeah. It's the Go Red Open House. It's to celebrate, again, American Heart Health Month. The open house, we're going to have drawings. We're going to have someone there giving massages, but you have to enroll in Wise Women. You have to be a currently active Wise Woman. But we don't want to discourage anybody else from coming. They can come there and get enrolled. It'll be Friday, February 23rd from 3 to 6 p.m. on the Search campus. The ladies worked on this beautiful big arch of balloons to show awareness, and that will be in building 223. So it's the little building right across from Search.
Okay, and who is eligible to be involved in Wise Women, to be in the program?
Well, the Wise Women program targets women ages 30 to 64. We partner with the Women's Wellness Program, and that is ages 21 to 64, Women's Health.
Okay, and so the Wise Women Go Red Open House is February 23rd, that's Friday, from 3 to 6 p.m. And it's on the Surge campus across from the hospital.
Yes.
And
yes.
you can look for the arch of balloons.
Correct. I mean,
red,
yes.
Red balloons.
Yeah. Maybe? It's
a big red balloon arch.
All right. Let's see. We have a couple minutes left. I wonder, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the other services that Wise Woman offers? This month is Heart Awareness Month. So the focus is on heart health. But what are some of the other services that people can get if they come and sign up for Wise Woman at this event?
Well, we specifically screen blood pressures, and I would do a point of care testing for cholesterol and diabetes. And it covers low income, no income, no insurance, low insurance women for a clinical visit with a physician, and they can get their breast exam, their pelvic exam, a pap smear, orders for mammogram, and other labs that are covered by the program.
And Valerie, you're the health educator for Wise Woman. Helena, you work in the diabetes program. How do your two roles overlap and relate at Surge?
Oh, that's a good question, Caitlin. Well, in the diabetes program, we do a lot of heart health prevention as well. Diabetes is as you know, ongoing. It is exploding in our nation. We are doing everything we can for prevention, and we believe that education is prevention and showing that support. So with that, one of the number one killers, like I mentioned earlier, of complications from diabetes is heart disease or heart attack and stroke. So with Wise Woman, we collaborate a lot. We refer patients to one another. If I see somebody that, you know, looks like a great candidate for Wise Woman that could use the services, I will call them or send them a referral and vice versa. So that's a great way that we collaborate together.
Absolutely.
And Valerie, go ahead. Oh, did you have
some risk factors? Yeah. What you can do to prevent heart disease is don't smoke. Manage your blood sugar. Get your blood pressure under control. Lower that cholesterol. Know your family history. Stay physically active. Lose weight. Eat healthy foods. And get screened so that you know your numbers.
All right. So we have Valerie Bright, a health educator in Wise Woman Health Promotions, and Helena Van Veen, a health educator in the Diabetes Program, also in Health Promotions, here educating us about heart health. As we go out here, we have just about a minute left. Would either of you like to speak to any progress you feel we've made in addressing heart health? You both work to promote health, and how are we doing? Do you feel hopeful?
I do. I see a lot of changes. I've been doing the healthy lifestyle sessions in the community, and before that, the lifestyle balance, which was all diabetes prevention. I worked with many participants in screening them, educating people on prevention, and I have seen a number of people come in and receive that very well now. Before, there wasn't a lot going with prevention. It was you either had diabetes or you didn't, or same with breast and cervical cancer. You know, right now I believe we're really doing great as in health promotions at Surge, of spreading the word, offering our support, and educating our community that it is preventable, and we're here to support them in that.
Yes, it's very rewarding to have the women come into our office and get screened and then realize that their blood pressure is trending upwards and they can turn it back down just by being more physically active and eating healthy foods.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for that positive note. And if you're listening, you've been hearing Valerie Bright and Helena Van Veen, and they're talking about the Wise Woman Go Red open house, which is on Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. in building 223 on the Surge campus, and you can find it by looking for the big red balloon arch. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you, Caitlin.